For me, it was really just a different aspect to learning because I didn't never really engaged with the formal learning program. And I guess I probably was slightly forced into it just through, I suppose, employment-wise, really to widen my opportunities. Maybe not forced, maybe not the right word, but certainly I was encouraged as a just a different way of learning, I think, and the difference being not such a formal model. My first learning experience would have been on site, really. I was working as a learning upholstery, and it was a way of enhancing traditional upholstery. Was the first course I ever did, which was a practical course and very, very interesting. I've done several other courses as well, but that was the one that really got me into it because it was a practical, and then I could see the difference between that and formal learning. It was more relaxed, and just all the aspects of the community based was there. It was based in an accessible place for myself. I was with a nice, safe community, and I was learning. So it had all three aspects in one, and that really then got me moving on to going back into a college setting for some other learning, adult learners stuff, which got me into the was be, more based around the technology. And I've done several technology modules, but most of my technology modules have all been done through the community-based learning model. When I first started the learning, I guess I was initially slightly nervous just because of what had gone before, but that was soon dispelled just by the relaxed sort of style and having the time to do it at your own pace, not having any sort of pressure put on you. Although, I mean, there is a little bit, you want to succeed and there's pressures on that, but no formal pressure and no, failing or fear of failing. It was very much at your own pace, which meant I think it was certainly a lot easier to do and made it a lot more enjoyable. And I mean, I think that was part of my problem before. I didn't enjoy learning, so I didn't really engage with it. So actually to enjoy it was part of it as well. After finishing the first course, it was just an amazing feeling to have actually completed, I think it was a 10-week course if I remember correctly. But having done that, it was just amazing. It didn't feel like learning. You'd gained all these skills without actually being aware that you were, being pushed or being challenged or challenging yourself. It was just a completely different field than what I'd ever had before with any sort of educational sort of stuff. It was just a joy to be doing it, and the feeling at the end of it was amazing. Because it was a practical course, and we completed quite a big project at the end. And to have that, and I've still got the piece of furniture that I made. I've kept it all these years, and that was just such an achievement. And like I said, it didn't feel like you'd actually, well, it didn't feel like you'd been taught anything, although you'd achieved so much just on a practical level, just at your own pace. I think it's a difference, not forced on, not having the worry of falling behind or not coping. I think one of the barriers, I mean, there were very few because I think the accessibility side of it was really good. There seemed a lot more time spent on discussing that before we got started. I think previously with the formal stuff, there was loads of barriers, and that again probably didn't help me engage either. But later on, of course, when I did the sort of the more techie courses, the barriers were there, but part of the course was almost getting rid of the barriers, through technology. That was the motivation, I suppose, because technology, I think, has definitely got rid of a lot of barriers. Although there still are some barriers, and maybe even finding some locations can be a barrier sometimes, just different locations, inaccessible locations, coursework sometimes cannot be accessible. But I think those barriers are really less and less now, and certainly the more you learn with technology, then you should be able to decrease the barriers. For me, the biggest support was peer support. I think the fact that you're, doing it as a group, that was the biggest support. I mean, yeah, there's some support around the materials and that were made accessible as much as it could be, but to me, it's the peer support is invaluable. I think every sort of course I've done, I think it's always been sort of the peer based. There's almost a, again, it's, well, it's in the title, community based. I think that means peers is the community, and you do it together, you learn together, and you support each other. It enhanced my whole career path. I changed careers halfway through. I did upholstery after those courses, but after learning the technology, it enabled me then to move on to office-based work and then promotions and whole career path. And really, any success I've had career-wise has been due to the community-based stuff I've done, because, like I said, I didn't engage before. So, and I've always wanted then to push myself a bit further, knowing that I could and knowing that the support was there through the community-based model rather than the formal model. And that was the biggest thing. I think knowing that you weren't scared of the learning, where previously I'd probably been very anti-learning and very scared of it. It was the opposite. Approach it with a completely open mind, because it's really not what you think. It's a completely different style of learning. And I think if you have an open mind and give it a go, you'll definitely reap the rewards. And I think the peer support you get and even friendships develop are incredible. It's really important that cost and finance shouldn't be a barrier either, and in most cases isn't a barrier. There is support and financial support out there as well, so that there shouldn't be any financial restrictions or barriers to it.